So the Phase 2 program looks totally different to what I originally was showing you guys. So instead of having a Alpha Bravo Charlie squads, I'm kind of getting it back to how our squads are. The idea is just combining the Academy 1 and 2 squad together and do the same with the Competitive 1 and Competitive 2, combine them together. And we suddenly have a format of some type of normal look of squads. To ease the numbers up, because we still want only 25 swimmers in each group, so 5 swimmers per lane for the Phase 2 program, you see I've kind of listed how many swimmers will be in that squad with the members we have currently. I put a few on the Competitive 2 into Aquatics to ease the numbers there, because we got a heavy load in that Competitive, which isn't too bad because they actually get extra half an hour than they would if I just kept them in that Competitive combined. But you also see the price difference. Started to get it back to some type of normal look. May have to play around with the figures a little bit, but it's got to be a lot reduced than what everyone's paying now. This is all based on hopefully we get Morton Hall and the Ledge Centre. The only way I'm going to find out is, you know, sometime in August, hopefully. The Ledge Centre being a pain and not communicating. I know Morton Hall, you know, are looking, coming back in September, so touch wood, that's all fine. But it's all based on the Ledge Centre. If there's a problem there, then we need to kind of speak with Austria Schools, see if we can keep the hours we've booked already. But I don't think that will be possible with the other bookings who normally have the Friday night.